David Folland is a leader of the Citizens Climate Lobby in Utah, a grassroots group that's pressed the government for years to tackle climate change. He's pleased to see the progress made this week with President Barack Obama's announcement.
We've heard both extremes, from people who say it's going to kill the economy, kill jobs, to others who are going to say it's a small price to pay for all the external costs of all the pollution, both health costs and costs to the climate. And so it's kind of in the middle. My sense is that many people who are really involved with this issue say it's too little too late, but it's way better than nothing. It's a really important first step.
Under the administration's new plan, each state is charged with creating its own strategy for reducing greenhouse gas pollution by a certain amount. Utah is responsible for cutting emissions by 27% from 2012 levels. Some reductions will come from stepping up renewables and reducing energy demand, but most will come from making fossil-fueled electric power plants more efficient. Cutting carbon pollution also means 25% less air pollution. Bryce Bird is director of Utah's Air Quality Division.
If we can use this process to evaluate what we're doing now and do it better, I think that it can be a win-win. Perhaps we can find efficiencies that we hadn't identified before, find ways to reduce pollutants that impact people locally, and of course, if it can help with climate issues and things that we're seeing already impacting Utah, that would be a third benefit. But perhaps we can find a solution that will be beneficial to everybody.
Utah discontinued its climate change efforts when Governor Gary Herbert took office. Before him, Governor John Huntsman had a three-person staff working on the Western Climate Initiative, a regional cap-and-trade organization. State regulators say they'll need staff to manage the new regulations, and they're looking at their budgets for that. Judy Fays, KUER News.